at LDS Youth. More stories at LDS Youth. One Sunday, the missionaries brought a family to church. They had a son my age, and my dad suggested that I go to church with him. They went to a different ward, so I stayed for 3 more hours to go to classes with him. And basically from then on, I went to 2 wards every Sunday. I love church, so it's pretty good to go for 6 hours. It's easier when I can help someone else. When you don't focus on yourself and you focus on someone else, it feels less tedious, more like service. Really focus on reaching out to the people around you. There are a lot of people who need your help who are never going to call out. And just being their friend can help them a lot. The more you reach out and serve others, the more you learn about yourself. Benson O., age 16, British Columbia, Canada.
I spend my time paddleboarding, ice fishing, and raising show hogs and turkeys. Recently, I was crowned the Utah High School Rodeo Queen and first attendant at the National High School Rodeo Finals. Before my competition, I asked my father for a priesthood blessing. It gave me the peace and comfort I needed to relax and be myself. My young woman medallion is as important to me as any of my favorite buckles and crowns. Earning my medallion taught me to set goals and work hard to achieve them. McCarty K., 15, Utah, USA.
I love to build rockets and learn French and Korean in my spare time. Recently, I felt inspired to help the firefighters fighting the fires in Colorado. I decided to make firefighter grab bags. The bags had water bottles, a bandana, a granola bar, antibacterial wipes, sunscreen, and hand sanitizer. Many people donated money and supplies towards my project. When I delivered the bags, a warm, calm feeling touched my soul. Seeing the appreciation in the eyes of the firefighters let me know how important service really is. Lindsay C., 15, Colorado, USA.
End of At LDS Youth, read by Ethan Nelson, Maya Reinwand, and Crystal Johnson.